AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Severe storms led to record flooding in Wisconsin. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Milwaukee area received up to 14 inches of rain, and record flood levels were recorded on several river gauges there. Firefighters responded to hundreds of calls for flooded basements, gas leaks, and water rescues.
My car just dropped and it fell.
In Menominee Falls, Derek Watson talked to WISN after his car fell into a flooded washout.
Like, what's going on? Like, I'm going down. So then I got out the car, climbed on top of the car. First of all, I got out the car and slipped under into the water.
In nearby Wauwatosa, Abby Warren rode her bike by the flooded river.
It's just kind of unbelievable. Yeah, that's kind of all it. When I rode down through Hart Park, and I saw the whole stadium flooded.
Organizers of the Wisconsin State Fair canceled the final day of the event after rains flooded the fairgrounds. Audio courtesy WISN. I'm Jennifer King.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that Australia will recognize a Palestinian state.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia couldn't keep waiting for the end of a peace process that's ground to a halt before recognizing a Palestinian state.
So last April, our government started a conversation with the Australian people about changing Australia's approach. We made clear we would recognize Palestine when it would best contribute momentum to peace. September is that time.
Wong adds, it's been more than 77 years since the world promised a Palestinian state, knowing that there cannot be lasting peace for both peoples without a two-state solution. Australia's government has also criticised plans announced in recent days by Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu for a sweeping new military offensive in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Later today, President Trump is promising to announce new steps to tackle homelessness and crime in Washington, D.C. This is AP News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defending a new military offensive in Gaza City.
At a news conference Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended a military expansion in Gaza, saying Israel has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas.
Our goal is not to occupy Gaza. Our goal is to free Gaza, free it from Hamas terrorists. The war can end tomorrow if Gaza, or rather if Hamas, lays down its arms and releases all the remaining hostages.
Netanyahu insists that Israel has no starvation policy in Gaza.
If we had a starvation policy, no one in Gaza would have survived after 2 years of war.
Meanwhile, the number of Palestinian children who've died from hunger is at least 100 since the war began, and more than 100 adults have died of malnutrition-related causes since late June. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.